Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So I really do have to talk a little bit about how his big rock and doo-wop show went at Mohegan Sun Arena last Sunday. It was a ton of fun. Like I said, if you weren't there, if you missed it, I feel bad for you because it was a lot of fun. I got there right around 3, so the show was starting at 3. And I happened to, probably my first ever concert where I actually used the all-digital ticket on my cell phone app. Obviously, in the past, I would either print the ticket or I would go to the box office and pick up a ticket. But in this case, I happened to have the virtual ticket, so I used the app. So it was a first for me, and it worked without any issue. So I was worried about that because I wanted to see the show, right? What if my phone didn't work or the data or the app or whatever, there was a crash. There was not. It was easy peasy. Got in there right after 3 o'clock. The show started about 3:15 or so. So I had gotten there with ample time. And the seats that I had, that I selected, 13 rows back from center stage. I go big or I go home, right? It was a beautiful, colorful, exciting experience. I opened with The More I See You by Chris Montez, who was going to be there. He was playing the show. And of everybody that was there, Lala Brooks, original lead singer of the Crystals, Jay Segel and the Tokens, Chubby Checker, I was excited to see all those guys. Don't get me wrong, but I was really excited to see Chris Montez, Let's Dance, The More I See You, Call Me. He also played La Bamba, the Richie Valens song, and he sounded better than Richie Valens. Of course, I didn't see Richie Valens when he was performing and around back in the day. I'm only 26 years old, but I hear the recordings, and I do believe that Chris Montez nails, absolutely nails Richie Valens. He really does. But here's the Chris Montez story that I've got. Usually after the Bowser shows, I say usually, but not always, they do meet and greets. They were hoping to do one this time around, but it didn't happen. It is what it is. But during intermission, I was walking around, and there was Chris Montez standing there just hanging out with the people. And he was so personable, so kind. I wasn't afraid in the slightest to go up to him. I was from behind. I actually walked past him and I did a double take. I'm like, is that really Chris Montez? So I turn around. There he is. I verified that it was, in fact, him standing in front of me. I said, Chris Montez. He turns around with a big smile on his face. He sees me. I'm a young guy, right? And there were young people there. There were middle-aged people there. There were old people there. Just because they're playing 50s and 60s rock and roll doesn't mean that it's just an elderly-only crowd. And so he turns around and he says, hey, man, what's up? And he shook my hand and he met me. And I said, Chris, I've been listening to your songs since I was a kid. I know I'm younger, but my parents got me involved and interested in this kind of music. And there he was selling some CDs. So I bought two CDs of his. He signed them, autographed them to me, and then we got a picture together. And at the end of it all, he says, Morgan, it was great meeting you. You remember my name. You know, how many people do people, you know, like Chris Montez, these big performers, they meet all of these folks, they mention names. It's not easy to keep track of that kind of thing, but he was still so human, so kind and peaceful and just happy to meet with his fans, and did it during intermission when, you know, they don't have to be out there meeting their fans, and yet he was out there. So I've been listening to him for many a year, finally got to meet him, and he was as cool could be. But the show itself was super thrilling. Lala Brooks, original lead singer of the Crystals, she covered, of course, she did her own songs, and then He Kissed Me to Do Run Run, which were recorded with Phil Spector and the Crystals. But she covered Proud Mary, the Ike and Tina Turner song, with so much energy. People were dancing. People were singing along. She was up there jumping around on stage. It was impressive. I've never seen so much energy from somebody who's been performing as long as Lala Brooks has. Lala has been performing now since the early 1960s when she was 13 years old. You would think that by now she'd be tired of all of that. And that is so far from the truth. She is packed full of energy. Then Jay Siegel and the Tokens, he goes out and he sings The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which has been introduced, of course, to a much younger generation because of The Lion King. He was absolutely a blast to see because he can hit all of those high notes. So many songs in those days, they were sung by these young guys, teenage, right? And they could get their voices up high, as is the case with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, if you're familiar with the song, and most of us are. He could sing it just the same as he did when that was recorded in 1961. I'm sitting there in the audience with chills going up my arms and my spine, listening to him sing that song as perfectly 61, maybe 62 years later. Chubby Checker was the headliner. There was so much energy on that stage. In fact, he never once broke. It was just a continuous medley, maybe a second or two in between each song. But for 30 straight minutes, he was up there, high energy. When I say high energy, I mean, I don't know how he did it. Even I would have to stop and say, all right, look, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's take a moment here. He never stopped, never lost pacing, never lost his allure with the audience. In fact, he even brought people up from the audience to twist with him on stage. He had us all down on the floor, twisting and dancing along to his music. And then he would randomly select several people, just a handful, but he selected people that he saw out in the audience and said, get up here, let them up on stage. So they came up on stage. The music is vamping. He says, look, everybody, on the count of three, I'm going to have everyone twist, and you're going to twist just like so-and-so, whatever her name was, Jessica. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. But Jessica, she turned to the audience, and she did the twist. It was a ton of fun, and he was great. Closed with Let's Twist Again like we did last summer. Then Bowser came out and did his goodnight song. So it was really a treat. And if you weren't there, well, you weren't there and you missed it. But Bowser does promise to be back again next year, and hopefully we'll get him back on Spotlight Connecticut. This week on Spotlight Connecticut, we're talking about pets. Totally different from rock and roll, right? We're going to be talking with Kathleen Rojas of Happy Leash. She quit her job as a corporate HR person down in New York City, and she worked in New Jersey, and she worked in Lower Connecticut, and she said, you know what? I am done with that. That's not who I am anymore. I want to start my own business. So the entrepreneur that she is, she started Happy Leash. She's now pet sitting. We're going to hear about her journey next.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hello, this is Ellie from Hartford, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Kathleen Rojas, she's our guest today on Spotlight Connecticut. So excited to be talking with Kathleen. Hello there. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Morgan. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to hear from you and how you and your audience would be interested in learning more about me and my business and overall journey.
Yes, Happy Leash out of Norwalk and that part of Connecticut. I've got to tell you, I was so surprised to hear your story. We met at the Greenwich Young Professionals Club right before the holiday season kind of got underway. You started to tell me a little bit about how you started your own business and your own journey, and it actually takes us to when you were working a big corporate HR job, weren't you?
Yes, it's definitely been a journey, for sure. So I'm Happy Leash. I'm the owner of that business now for here in Connecticut 3 years. This is a pet care business where I provide several different services such as walking, boarding, sitting, feeding for dogs, cats, and other pets in the household, such as fish, hamsters, reptiles, just to name a few. So I never imagined in a million years I would be doing this business full-time. It's certainly been something I don't regret. It's been a great decision for sure. I'm truly blessed to have made that decision. And, you know, the type of people who I work with as well, and it's just been incredible.
It's really a far cry from doing HR. What about that life just didn't talk to you? Because you're working for a company, there's a sense of stability there, right? And you're going off into the self-employment world, which when you're a kid, you're really not told about the benefits and the positives and the pros and cons about working for yourself. But something just within you made you go down that path.
I would say something was missing. I certainly missed the excitement of starting your career. Of course, corporate is very secure. And I definitely needed to make a list of my pros and cons before I ripped that Band-Aid off. But certainly, I definitely enjoyed my journey. I made a lot of decisions to where I've been and created, you know, a path for others. But I would say starting off, I mean, getting to corporate was an achievement overall. But I would say from the moment I started my early, you know, my career, my jobs that I've started from sales management, overall operations, marketing, training, you know, just a lot of positive influences definitely set me up for success for the company or business that I have now. And of course, ultimately, it led me to human resources, which is really important, just knowing the ins and outs of how to deal with people, communication, your relationship building. I've worked in a lot of different sectors. You know, you could say fashion, finance, the world of sustainability, healthcare, just to name a few. And I just felt like I was being pulled in many directions, essentially feeling that burnout, especially during the pandemic. So I noticed, you know, I had limited time for myself, family, and the ability to pursue other joys in my life. So there was an incident that made me reflect on that and made me realize, you know, life is short. I started this as just a hobby, you know, on the side, walking dogs before the pandemic when this actually started. I would say like a year before then, I just did it for fun. And, you know, once the pandemic actually did start, I did have just two clients. And the word spread out, you know, thankfully, pretty much from there, that's where I started picking up new clients. But I obviously had a career, I had a full-time job, but then there was a point where I was just getting an influx of so many requests. I really have worked very hard to build up my clientele. I haven't, thankfully, spent a penny on marketing. It's all been word of mouth and just the effort that I've done to promote myself. If I see someone walking by with a dog, I introduce myself. I'm not shy. You know,
it is true. You're not shy at all, because when we were at the Greenwich Young Professionals Club, you were very proud of Happy Leash, your own business in Norwalk. You were excited to tell everybody about it. I think it's actually really cool.
You know, when you go to these networking events, you have a lot of...
They probably don't expect that either.
Exactly. Finance, you know, other individuals building their businesses out to the public, you know, spreading the word. And so when you hear, you know, dog walking or pet services, they kind of like look at me shocked. They're like, what do you mean? This is a real thing? I'm like, yes, it's not a gig. It's a real business.
It's a real thing, yes. Yes, for sure. Let me jump in here real quick, Kathleen, speaking with Kathleen Rojas of Happy Leash, based out of Norwalk, servicing some towns in that area, that part of Connecticut. You're starting out, you mentioned that you had two clients initially when you were kind of really going down the Happy Leash path. Then you started to branch out. So where would you go? Like dog parks, and then you would see somebody walking with a dog. And like you said, and I can attest to this, you're not shy at all. So could you just kind of tell us a little bit about how your entrepreneurialism really got you started with Happy Leash?
At first, I did start off on, you know, one of those dog apps, left my, you know, services there just to see, you know, who would actually give me a ring with the experience that I had. And then from there, just getting to know different apartment buildings and whatnot, I did notice an influx of more pets coming in just because of the pandemic as well. A lot of people got furry friends for companionship. So when I started to think about it a lot more as like, could this be a business? Let me test it out. My fiance, being a graphic designer himself, helped me create my business cards and my logo. And
I do want to pause real quick because just hold it right there, Kathleen, because I had a fascinating conversation with your fiance about designing your business cards. The symmetry, the design work, he really put a lot of effort into these cards. I should really post a picture of it or something on our website for people to see, because this is not your average go online, fill out a template and a form and get a business card. This is a real deal professional business card.
Yes, it was so much fun. And we stayed up to like 2 o'clock in the morning because I just had that itch. Like, talk about it now. Like, do it now. Now or never. We have the time. I'm off from work. Wanted something, you know, catchy but positive. Obviously, you know, when you see it and read it, you associate it with pets. There's a logo of a dog that you probably have never seen before. It's a mixture of, like, three different dogs.
He is a very artistic dog. We'll put it that way.
But I wanted to be, you know, welcoming and just, you know, happy to look at. And every time I hand out that business card, I can see that in everyone's faces.
Owners must have a lot of faith in you, right? Because if they're at work, that means you've got a key to their house. How does that work?
Yeah. So that's another thing I was going to mention. Loyalty, trustworthy person walking into your home, you know, you're welcoming a total stranger. So before I accept any new clients, I first have a conversation with them on the phone, or just if I meet them in person and off the bat want to meet me officially, we schedule a meet and greet, which is fully complimentary. And at that point, we just discuss everything from expectations, the do's and don'ts, is your medical history, information that I need to know in regards to injuries, allergies, are they reactive to other dogs or people in general or noises. Sometimes I don't get to see the owners very much. There's some that I see every day because they work from home remotely and they just don't have the capability just because of their scheduling, or there's some that I never ever see again, maybe once a year, and that's it. I see the animals more than them, but there's so much trust that goes into this. You know, I walk in, I have access to their home. I really make sure from the first meeting that we have that they absolutely can trust me. I provide other references if they need it as well, but I do recommend anyone that is looking for services like that in their own town and city to really do their research and make sure you're asking the right questions, because I've heard many not so great stories, and you know, it is a safety measure as well. You know, it's not just an animal. It's something that you have a lot of liability on as well.
Kathleen Rojas of Happy Leash, she's our guest on Spotlight Connecticut. Kathleen, tell everybody how they can find out a little bit more about Happy Leash.
You can reach out to me on Instagram. I have an active page. It is happy.leash. And on my page, you can find my phone number and email address. So if you do have any questions, concerns, or you know, potentially would like to work with me, you can send me an email and we'll connect very soon.
I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
If you want to come on the program, it is easy to do. You just reach out to me by email. Tell me what you're up to. And if I like your story, whatever it may be, whatever it has to do with Connecticut, I will put you on Spotlight Connecticut. We'll interview you, talk about it. Email me, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. That's morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. AUDACY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
What's going on, everyone? This is Joe from Hebron, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
On Spotlight Connecticut today, I'm Morgan Cunningham. Our guest is Kathleen Rojas, owner of Happy Leash down in Norwalk, which is basically an all-encompassing pet service type business. She does pet walking, feeding, sitting, and all of that. About how many clients do you have per day. I think you told me you have like 75 clients total, something really huge like that, but you can't possibly fit them all in one day, right?
Yes, no, I can't split myself like that.
That'd be incredible if you could.
Yes, but on my schedule on a daily basis, depending on if it's a holiday or just a regular week, I could have up to 15 different walks or visits. So it's a combination of I have dogs that are scheduled on a weekly basis for daycare. So I go pick them up. They're with me all day. But I also take them to other walks to meet up with other friends that I have on the schedule, because I tend to have all my dogs meet each other so they can familiarize themselves and socialize. And I do have a lot of different ages as well, from puppies to senior dogs. So it's a nice mix. So we go hiking, we do play dates, we go to the park. If it's a quiet day, we hang out at the house. But there's always something active to do. They're not just sitting around watching TV. but we have so much fun. To me, it's even puppy therapy as well. They keep me happy.
Is the bulk of your business dogs? You did mention other pets, even fish, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. Those obviously don't come to my house. They're in their own comfort of their own home, so I go visit. But I've had fishes to feed. I had a client that had shrimp that I had to feed. And
shrimp?
I thought they were just joking. Yes,
are you serious? Shrimp?
I didn't know what to expect. I was like, I was expecting like a cocktail-sized shrimp, floating around in a tank. But no, they were like microscopic shrimp swimming with the golden fishes there. So that was fun. It was always a fun little story to tell. But yeah, I've never seen microscopic shrimp before. But yeah.
All right, that is a first for me. I was not expecting that at all.
I have friends that have jellyfish, and so that could be a possibility whenever they go on vacation. I haven't met
them. How do you care for a jellyfish? What do you feed them? What do you do with them?
There's a special process they told me. I'm not too sure, but with what they told me is, they do have to change the tank quite frequently to make sure there's salt water and whatnot, and the pH levels, and they eat plankton and some other, type of foods as well. But that's a possibility whenever they go on vacation, so I'm looking forward to that.
That is quite different. Wow.
But I have experiences, feeding snakes as well and hamsters. So I don't shy away from any animal.
Where do you see this in the next 5 years? Because it's grown to what seems to be a really good level for you to maintain, but if you were to grow further, you'd probably have to have a staff, and you'd have so much more to worry about.
Exactly, yes. So I left my corporate job back in April of last year. So I've been doing this by myself full-time, because back then, obviously, it was just limited hours, either before or after my 9-to-5 job or the weekends. But now that I have a full schedule from, let's say, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. at some times, I am at a point that I do need to pivot and start thinking about building a team, which is, another set of responsibilities and liability I have to think about as well. With my background, just knowing how to hire, train a staff, which is very helpful. I will know who I need to bring in. It's just another set of things I have to work through, because I will need to do that to expand my business. That is one of my goals this year, just juggling that. And
are you talking like office managers, assistants, another person to go out and care for the pets, or do you want to focus on caring for the pets and have someone run the administrative side?
More of expanding into other areas of Fairfield County. or even a little bit northern up.
You mean make it down to Stamford with all that traffic?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Just not me physically, you know, finding someone that lives in Stamford and that can do that same job. If I'm able to clone myself, that would be phenomenal. but, you know, I definitely have to identify those people. Again, like I mentioned earlier, you know, it's a complete stranger walking into these homes, and it's my reputation and my brand that's out there. So I just want to make sure that everyone that works under me and believes in Happy Leash really has the same work ethic and loyalty and trustworthiness that I would expect.
With your current workload, without further expansion, this really allows you to not only know the people, but really get to know the pets. And I'm wondering, do you have any favorite stories with the bonds that you have with all of your pets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could be here all night telling you stories. I've had, up until now, like, dogs that I've seen grown up from, you know, 4 months to a few years. So we've had a ton of experiences. I've had opportunities to be ambassadors for different food companies as well for pets. So just introducing that to pet owners and whatnot, and just seeing how the pets react to new food, or just like taking them to a pet, having them do different activities. But overall, just like one particular thing to point out, I don't know, there's so many stories. I can't just pick one of my favorites. I love them all. You can't do that to me. It's like telling a mom who's your favorite kid.
Oh, well, that's nice, though, that you love them all.
But I've also had, you know, heartbreaks as well. You know, there's ups and downs when it comes to this business. You know, I've had losses, of course, of either pets that have been sick for a long time or puppies that were weak, but they have lived, you know, a very happy, full life and either have passed away because of old age. It is very sad to go through, you know.
How do you cope with that? If it happens, you know, it's the circle of life. How do you cope?
It's hard. I mean, there are occasions where I haven't seen that pet in a while just because, let's say, it's the summertime and my client was a teacher, so they have the break over the summer, and then I would assume I would start back up in the fall, and, you know, I got the news that the puppy passed away, and, you know, just not being able to reach out, you know, and give them a hug, you know, it's a phone call. It's very sad because I've had, obviously, a relationship with the pet, and it's out of the blue. But let's say if it's a family that has had a pet for many years and has been dealing with, you know, particular disease or sickness, and I'm there constantly because I see them on a weekly basis, you know, that's even harder because I'm physically there and I'm experiencing it with them. So like I mentioned earlier, I become part of the family with those particular families that see me that often. And that's the special thing that I get out of this as well. It's really rewarding to have a place in their home, in their family, just because of the relationship that we have. And also just being that person that they have a shoulder to cry on. At some point, I've become, you know, a therapist for them as well. There's moments where they need to vent and let it out during difficult times, and, you know, I've been that person for them. So I really appreciate them overall and just having that opportunity.
Kathleen Rojas, our guest on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm curious, Kathleen, where did the name Happy Leash come about?
We were trying out different names and slogans as well. At first I was thinking of like Golden Leash and some other names, but Happy Leash was the one that really stuck out. Obviously, I needed something that really made it seem like it was pet driven, you know, a business that focused on pets. So I picked leash, but I also wanted it to be exciting and welcoming. So then we picked happy, and it just sounded great. You know, we tested it out with family members. Oh, what do you think? How does it sound? What does it make you feel? And everyone was really positive about it. So we stuck with happy leash.
All of these services vary to some degree. I'm curious what your pay structure looks like, right? Are you paying per visit? Is there a retainer fee per month? And you don't have to throw out numbers. I'm just curious how this works.
Yeah. It depends on the service that they're looking for. So depending on the length of the walk or the visit or how many times I have to be there, if they're actually staying with me for daycare or if I'm going to your own home. So there's a lot of different variables that I have to break down, but I do have like a standard rate depending if it's like a dog walk or whatnot or boarding services. But yeah, I have standard rates that are competitive to what is out there at the moment. I do keep a close circle of other dog walkers that I know that provide the same services and have somewhat of the same work ethic as me. So I, at least, you know, we're not that competitive in that term. We help each other if, you know, if I can't do a particular service or if I don't have the availability because I'm at capacity, I can recommend those individuals to other dog walkers in the area that I know that I would highly recommend. So,
wow, there's a network of this going on then. There's a network.
I mean, I think it's important, and no matter what industry you're in, it's good to know who else is out there doing what you're doing, and create a network. You definitely need to build your tribe. I've connected with a lot of other individuals who are completely in different careers, let's say real estate agents. I have worked with them closely just because there are new homeowners in the area who will be bringing in pets into their homes and they don't have a trustworthy dog walker. So just having that connection with these real estate agents, I can have that opportunity to introduce myself and provide my services with them. So I've really found different ways to promote my business without, you know, spending a ton of money in marketing. I think that's the most organic way to do it, is to really understand your community and meet different people.
Speaking with Kathleen Rojas of Happy Leash, based out of Norwalk, servicing towns down that way. But this is really fascinating for anybody anywhere, right? And I do want to stress that just because you're not in Lower Fairfield, this same topic that we're talking about today, which is getting a good sitter for your pet, this could be applied anywhere. These are qualities that you should be looking out for, whether you're in New London or Hartford or Stamford, wherever it may be. So hopefully this at least is helping people in learning how to vet somebody who is going to pay attention to your pet while you're away. But my final question, Kathleen, self-employment. Do you recommend it to other people? Are you proud that you did it? Are you thrilled that you made that change in your life? What would you tell somebody who's considering going down that kind of path?
Absolutely. I think it's an opportunity that no one should shy away. If you have a skill, why not explore it? You can always have a plan B if it doesn't work out. But to me, in a lot of different areas in life and topics, I've always been a person who would never give myself the opportunity of saying no to an opportunity and then looking back and like, oh, why did I say no to that? I would hate to be in that circumstance. I'd rather explore the opportunity, give it all, and see where it goes. You just never know. And I do not regret this decision. It's led me to so many different opportunities and meeting new people. I've created new friends out of this. It made me a much stronger person. It developed my business skills that I've had. This time on the bus, I'm steering the boat. I have full control. There are services where, you know, you can learn so much from in regards to, you know, marketing yourself, promoting yourself, how to really become better with numbers and really market yourself and projecting ideal metrics to hit the numbers that you need, because that's very important. You really need to know what will make it or break it. So with my experience, just overall, the opportunities that I've had and then the skills that I've collected throughout the years, it has helped me make those decisions and just build the business that I have today.
Kathleen Rojas, our guest on Spotlight Connecticut. How can people find out a little bit more about you or about Happy Leash?
Yes, you can find me on social, which is happy.leash. My contact information is there, phone number and email address. And of course, a lot of cute pictures of pets. I tend to take pictures when I am out and about with these pets, so I can share it with the owners and, you know, whoever is following me on social. So yeah, absolutely. Again, it's Happy Leash, happy.leash on Instagram.
Kathleen Rojas, make sure you check her out on socials. Owner of Happy Leash, and happy to have her on Spotlight Connecticut today.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.